Welcome. It is April 12th, 2018, or rather 2018-04-12. Oh, it just makes more sense that way. So, this is going to be a journaling of ideas that I have, and the ways I want to change government and society. Ultimately, everything I believe in has an economic basis in it. And fundamentally, that basis is that once we can correct the inequities in society, we will see a massive economic boom. So, how do we do that? Question mark. The solution has always been there. It's always been easy. Education. And it's not like the U.S. does not have education institutions that are successful. There have been studies that show that our private schools are the best performing schools in the world, bar none. But somehow we miss something. I mean, I'm thinking that the teachers get paid less money, their benefits are worse, and yet their students do a lot better. I mean, is it just the economic issue? Do they just have more time? But if it's a school, I want to figure out, what is that missing thing? Why is it that teachers in other countries also, who earn less money, live in more expensive cities, and their students do better? Two examples being Tokyo and Seoul. And more expensive cities, I'm referring to specifically Los Angeles. And once we can fix an issue like that, which will take an entire generation, I think growth and peace ultimately will prevail. Once the more educated people are, I think the more they want to understand other people and can understand other people. So perhaps it is society's fault for not educating. Maybe we shouldn't be adults until we're educated. And in that case, the states do have a responsibility to educate them and make sure that they become proper citizens by the time they're 18. That ultimately is what I feel education, why government is in education. Because a democracy requires an educated voting populace. Otherwise, there's no point. It'd be a farce. I mean, sure, I could be cynical to say it is a farce no matter what you do, but it works. I like it. Even as cynical as I am, even as much as I hate being pragmatic, even if I actually do believe that idealism is the key to go, key to go forward. As long as we accept opposing views. We live in an adversarial system. Unfortunately, it feels like this is the most fair way to work, that a person works as hard as they can to get their way. So, I'll work as hard as I can to get my way in this society. Oh, by the way, I'm outside, and there's this building that's always been entertaining. I mean, it's full of people my age. And yeah, they are now sunbathing. So today I have some entertainment, and I know that is very wrong, but wait, why is it wrong? I mean, it feels like a person, I don't know, I feel like that people do this so that they can show themselves off, but a person still has the right to be to avoid being touched. Anyways, I have been trying to work on a fight to desensitize people to nudity. At least myself and friends, I do not want to believe that anyone, that nudists are wrong. That I don't want to believe that clothing is so important that we can go to jail for not wearing them. I mean, it feels silly, doesn't it? But in a society, we are alone when we are naked. It's not that bad. But I think it's going, I think ultimately it is going to cause issues. Because as people do realize, maybe Noah and his family weren't that bad for being naked and shouldn't have been punished by God. But that'd be second-guessing faith, and we don't do that because there's no point. In any case, moving on back to equality. I love this Black Lives Matter movement. It is absolutely perfect. I mean, considering that that the African Americans have income has not risen in the past 30, 40 some years, it's a miracle that they aren't starving to death. And the fact that there are people who are still illiterate, I cannot accept that. That is one thing I will not accept. I want everyone who can read to be able to read in California. I would even go as far as to create a desire bureau or agency just to find people who are illiterate and specifically educate them. Hell, pardon my language, I would even say I'd pay them to learn to read. At least the situation that prevented them from reading, they could be isolated from as well. But reading is so important that I don't want anyone to suffer. And by that, I mean everyone in California. Allow me to You know, I kind of think we need a new standard of residency in California, just so that we can deal with Californians like human beings and eliminate even the pretense of this caste structure. I think anyone who's living in California should be considered a resident. We'll call it CalPass. Or CalSci? CalSit. CalSci. California citizenship. CalRes. Or CRUS? Well, I'm not really good at naming things. Anyways, that should be the only standard we require in California. That way, even immigrants can vote. Immigration is the driving economic power of this country, and we desperately need it. We know what happens to people and countries when they have a, what's it called, an aging population. And just about every country in the West is facing this. Actually, it's the same in the East too. Specifically China, because of their one-child policy, and they now have too many boys. And so regardless, since they're going to have too few people to replace their population, I don't know what they're going to do. It's going to be like, it's going to hit them hard, and it's going to be quick. Regardless, we need to stop considering immigrants as different people from us and just consider them California residents. Everyone's a California resident. It doesn't matter that if you're a U.S. citizen. That's just so you can vote. That's so, because you're a part of this federation. This federated constitutional republic. Well, I think Wikipedia explained it differently, but that's pretty much it. And as such, I think a person should be able to claim residency in California. And I feel that will definitely improve our economy. As such, you should know one thing about me. Every social idea I have is fundamentally based in improving our economy and increasing the wealth of America and California.